Mami speaking, how can I help you?
Hi, yes, I was calling because I'm trying to inquire about your caregiver benefits and
yes.
what.
I'll be happy to help
I
you
was
out. I'm sorry.
okay. I was just with a health coordinator to do the application for my mother. And I put in for anywhere about 70 hours, but I needed to pick an agency.
Okay, for sure,
And I
for
needed
sure.
to know how much are you paying?
Sure, did she already get approved?
I need to pick an agency first before she can submit the application.
Oh,
with
okay.
the agency.
So you don't know how
she
many
has approved where she took.
Correct.
Okay, I see. So I'll be happy to help you out. We are the home care agency. Which insurance does she have? Keystone?
Yes, Keystone First. No, Keystone Community, I believe it is.
Yes, Keystone. Mm-hmm.
Health Choices or something
live?
Like that?
Yeah, Keystone Community Health Choices.
Okay, 2707 East Lehigh Avenue.
Lehigh Avenue?
Yes.
All right, let me check 1 second. How's your day going so far?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Good. Thank God. Can't complain.
Good.
All right. And her zip code is 19125?
Correct.
Perfect. Okay. And you're going to be the caregiver, correct? Or?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. Just you?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, and what's your mother's name?
Kathleen.
Kathleen?
With a K. Kathleen, K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N.
And last name?
Ellis, E-L-L-I-S.
And her date of birth?
8/9/40.
Okay, thank you. Let me look her up. 8/9/1940. Yes?
Yes.
Thank you. All right. When did they tell you that she's going to get approved for the hours?
Well, she just left my house now. I need to get back to her no later than tomorrow. So she can submit.
The authorization.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sure. So let me see. What's your name?
Mary Kay.
Mary Kay?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And this is the best number to reach you?
Yeah. This is final 215-908.
Let me write it down. 1 second. Mm-hmm. 215-908.
The phone number.
3878.
Perfect. Okay. So let me check if my intake team is available to speak to you now. Okay. So if my intake team is available to speak to you now, then they can help you out with the process of how to sign up and what you need to do and all that information. And then we can also be in contact with the coordinator from Keystone as well. Is that okay with you? Are you able to speak now?
I was just going to, can you hold on 1 second?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you be able to give me some information before you were to transfer me?
Of course.
Can
of
you
course.
Give me Can you give me an idea of what is the going rate?
The going rate. So I'll give it to you, but it really depends in the hours. So let's say you got approved or your mother got approved for like 10, 20, 30 hours a week, then I can offer you a higher rate than if she gets approved for 40 plus more hours because of the overtime. You understand? So
okay, so anything after 40 will be considered.
After 40, I'm not sure. What is it that you have in mind? I'll work with you.
I'm looking because what I've been shopping around, it looks like they're going for about $15 to $16 an hour. They also have some sign-on bonuses.
So 15.
And they're trying to approve me for 70 hours.
Okay. So 70 hours. Let me ask. So I don't. I'm just trying to see what the right word is to tell you, but I don't want to say 100% a specific pay before I know how many hours. But let's say she does get approved for 70 hours a week. I don't think we can do 16 an hour because it's a lot of overtime. It's like 30 hours of overtime. But I'm willing to work with you. If she does get approved for 70 hours, maybe I can do, let me see if I can try for 15. Let me see. Maybe I can try for 15. I'm just waiting for an answer. But let's say she gets approved for like 40 hours or less than 40 hours, then I can do 16 for you. No problem.
If less than 40 hours.
Yeah, if it's no overtime. But if it's overtime, it's a little bit a lot. what do you think?
So you're saying if it's less than 40 hours, it's $16.
Yes, if it's less than 40, I can go for that. I can do 16.
Okay, and if it's 40 or more, you can do only 15 because it goes then into time and a half.
Yeah, I can try to, yeah, exactly. But again,
okay.
We're here to work with you and we'll make sure that you are happy, your mother is happy, and everyone is happy.
Okay. And do you also offer any time off, like a paid vacation or any sick time? Or
yes, we do have benefits. We also offer health insurance for the caregiver. But like all that, I can have my intake team give you a rundown of everything as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then would I have to go into the office?
No.
To apply?
No.
No.
Nope.
Okay. And
nope.
Do you pay weekly or biweekly?
We pay weekly.
Weekly?
Yes. Sounds good to you.
Okay, just wanted to make sure that in, yeah. that you did. So I'm making sure I'm writing everything correctly. $15 for now, but if it's less than 40 hours, it's 16.
Mm-hmm.
You get paid biweekly, and then if it's the $15,
you get paid weekly.
Okay, and if it's 15 hours that you're going to pay me, then that'll be time and a half after 40 hours?
Correct. After 40 hours is time and a half, yes.
So what would that be for 10?
So that would be about
21 an hour?
$21 an hour, correct?
Yes.
Ballpark figure. Okay, all right, I just need to make another phone call, and then can I?
Yeah, of course, sure, no problem. Do you want me to have someone call you later or tomorrow?
Okay, I can tell you when, but I just need to make sure. Do you have anybody that would, if I had needed to go away for a few days, do you
yes,
have any staffing available?
Yes.
You do have on staffing?
Yes.
Okay. And
no
you
problem.
Do have staffing available.
I'm sorry?
Okay, I'm just writing it down.
Yeah, of course.
Staffing available. Benefits and insurance, and they'll explain that to me. And, okay, so I just need to make another phone call, and then I'll be calling you back. Your name?
My name is Mimi.
M-I-M-I?
M-I-M-I, correct.
Okay. All right, thank you very much, Mimi.
Of course.
I'll talk to you shortly.
Sure. Talk
okay.
to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Be well. Bye.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.